Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Damone from 1951 with Don't Blame Me, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. And that starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And this morning we're going to listen to, well, I like to call them duplicate recordings. In other words, two different versions of a single song. And I think I've got a selection of 6 or 7 songs for you today. And we're going to hear different versions of each song. Well, as I mentioned, Don't Blame Me, which is our first song, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, noted for their wonderful melodies, and of course Dorothy Fields for those marvelous lyrics that she always provided. The song was introduced in the review Clowns in Clover, and that was in 1946. Well, we're going to hear two more versions of this song. In fact, we're going to have triplicates of our first song, and we'll hear two versions of the rest of our songs. And right now we're going to go to an instrumental that was recorded, I believe, in 1946. It's going to be brought to us by a fine orchestra led by a very fine trumpeter, Billy Butterfield. And then we'll stay in 1947 and hear from a lovely lady with a gorgeous voice, Beryl Davis. She started out in Britain just before the Second World War, and she made her career home in the U.S. after the war. We're going to hear her from that year with her version of the song Don't Blame Me. She's joined by the orchestra led by Russ Case.
Want someone as a kiss can be, and blame all those charms that melt in my arms. Please don't blame me.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to 6 different songs, and we're going to hear 2 recordings of each, with the exception of our very first song, which we've just heard, and we heard 3 versions of that. Just been listening to Beryl Davis with Russ Case from 1947. Billy Butterfield and his orchestra brought us Don't Blame Me from 1947, and of course we started out with Vic Damone from 1951. And the song was written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. Well, our next song was written back in 1919, and it's a bit of a jazz standard, written by Clarence Williams and Charles Warfield. And we'll hear 2 versions of it. And the song is Baby, Won't You Please Come Home? And we're going to have 2 rather different versions for you this morning. Our first one is from the orchestra of Gordon Jenkins from 1957, with a very familiar voice, the lovely voice of Frank Sinatra. So that version, we will hear the lyrics as well as the melody. We're going to follow that up with a version recorded in 1943 for the Commodore label. So this will be just an instrumental, recorded aptly named group, Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. And that's Wild Bill on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, George Brunies on trombone, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and George Wetling on drums. So lots of familiar names on this one. They recorded that in 1943. So we'll hear 2 versions of Baby, Won't You Please Come Home? And we'll start with Frank Sinatra and Gordon Jenkins. And then we'll hear Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores.
Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought we'd part. Every hour in the day, you will hear me say, baby, come. Baby, won't you please come home? Because your daddy's so alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to ever call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought we'd part. Every hour in the day, you will hear me say, baby, come on home. Daddy needs baby, baby. please come
Bill Davidson and his Commodores from 1943 with Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. And we also heard Frank Sinatra with Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra from 1957 with the same tune, written by Charles Warfield and Clarence Williams. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Well, we're going to move on to another very famous songwriter who actually wrote melodies and lyrics both, and that is Irving Berlin. He may well have been the most prolific of all the major songwriters, and went on for years. And he wrote for musicals, Broadway, he wrote for films particularly, and there were lots that were released as tunes. I think you might have heard of this one before. It's called Blue Skies. And it was featured in the stage musical Betsy that was opened in 1926. And we're going to hear two versions this morning, a very early version and then one from the 1940s. So you can see how the styles changed. The one from 1927 is brought to us by George Olsen and his music. And this was recorded around about the time that the musical was opening. I don't think it was the first recording made of it, but it was one of the first. The vocals on this one are provided by Fran Fay, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice. Then we'll go forward to 1943, and again the Commodore label, to a very, very accomplished and delightful pianist, Mel Powell. He'd actually worked with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and Mel was actually a classically trained pianist, and he loved jazz and played for a while in the jazz field, and then ultimately went back into the classical field. Well, we'll hear him with on piano, with Billy Butterfield again on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Lou McGarrity on trombone, George Berg on saxophone, Al Morgan bass, and Kansas Fields on drums. Two versions of the Irving Berlin classic Blue Skies, George Olsen and his music, and then Mel Powell and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Mel Powell and his orchestra with Blue Skies from the pen of Irving Berlin. And we started out with a period piece, George Olsen and his music from 1927.
Everyone can do their part to slow COVID-19. Wash your hands thoroughly and often with soap and water. Practice physical distancing and stay home if you're sick. If concerned you have symptoms, you can take Ontario's online self-assessment to learn if you need to seek care. The most common symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. And if you've been exposed to COVID-19, have any symptoms, or have traveled outside Canada, you should self-isolate for 14 days. Visit ontario.ca/coronavirus for more information. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, we're listening to six songs, two versions of each. Well, our next song went on to become a major jazz standard, written by the George and Ira Gershwin team, the Gershwin brothers, and they were responsible for so much wonderful music. We're going to hear a lovely rendition of this particular one. We're going to hear two wonderful renditions. The song is called I Got Rhythm. It was written in 1930 and featured in the musical Girl Crazy of the same year. We're going to hear one with the lyrics and one instrumental version from 1959 from her legendary songbooks. And I always think that Ella Fitzgerald and the Gershwin songbooks must be pretty well one of the pinnacles of popular music and jazz. Well, we'll hear Ella Fitzgerald from 1959 with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra and I Got Rhythm. Following Ella, we will hear from a septet led by vibraphonist Red Norvo. Red Norvo, of course, one of the great jazz names. Oh, went on for decades. Started out with a swing orchestra back in the 30s and went on to more modern jazz with vibraphone and xylophone. Also a fine piano player. Well, he and his friends are going to bring us their version of I Got Rhythm. This one was recorded in 1944 for the Keynote label. And Red is joined by Joe Thomas on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Hank D'Amico on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Slam Stewart on bass, and Specs Powell on drums. And Red himself will be joining us with the vibraphone. Two versions of I Got Rhythm, and we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing? All the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet. Got my man. Who could ask for anything more?
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Well, we just heard from Ella Fitzgerald, 1959, George and Ira Gershwin's tune, I Got Rhythm. And we also heard an instrumental version of it brought to us by the wonderful Red Novo and equally wonderful All Star Septet. And that's George and Ira Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Well, our next song is a Cole Porter song, Easy to Love, featured in the musical Born to Dance. We'll hear a version from 1936, and we'll also hear a version from 1953. The version from 1936 is going to be brought to us by a young Billie Holiday, just starting out in her career, and you can hear that style that went on to become so very popular and respected. She's joined by Teddy Wilson and his group. In the group is Irving Randolph on trumpet, Vito Musso on clarinet, Ben Webster on tenor sax, Teddy on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, Milton Hinton on bass, and Gene Krupa. And I have to say, this is a particular favorite of mine, not just for the Billie Holiday words, but also for a very fine interpretation on piano by the great swing pianist of this song, Easy to Love. And we will start. Our first version of this was recorded in 1953 by trumpeter Chet Baker, pianist Russ Freeman in the Chet Baker Quartet, one of the many recordings that the quartet made for the Pacific Jazz label. So we'll hear two versions of the Cole Porter song, Easy to Love. We'll start with Chet Baker's version, and then we'll go to Teddy Wilson and Billie Holiday from 1936.
Thank you. keep every home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be old.
We'll just be listening to Teddy Wilson along with Billie Holiday on their version of Cole Porter's Easy to Love, recorded in 1936. And we started out with another master, Chet Baker, one of the loveliest sounding trumpets from the 20th century. Just a beautiful, mellow, smooth sound. He and Russ Freeman and the quartet brought us their version of Easy to Love from 1953. And that was featured in the musical Born to Dance. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we've been listening to two versions of six different songs. We've got one more song for you this morning. And I'll introduce our first version for you. It is written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn in 1928. Introduced in the stage musical Whoopee in that year. That's Whoopee. Sorry, I'm not quite sure I got that one out quite. And who else recorded it in the show or sang it in the show was the great musical singer at the time, Ruth Etting. And that's the version we're going to hear right now. It's written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. This is from 1928, Love Me or Leave Me.
To be indeed.
as I said, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We just heard Ruth Etting with Love Me or Leave Me, and we've got another version of that song coming up in just a moment. Thanks very much for joining me. Do stay with us. Randy's joining us with 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. And I look forward to next week and hope you can join me again then. Well, our second version of Love Me or Leave Me is from 1960, and it's brought to us by Bud Freeman, the great tenor sax player, and friends along with Harold Shorty Baker, amongst others. Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn wrote this tune. Here's Bud Freeman and friends, Love Me or Leave Me.